Welcome back to the OU's Avostar Rabbi Nussan. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Avostar Rabbi Nussan. Today we will be learning Halachas Hey and Vav, and we'll be discussing a little bit about Eov, the biblical Job, a little bit about people who were born circumcised, and a little bit about the fences that the books of the prophets put around their words. So let's begin. Ezehu siyag sh'asa Eov ledvarav. What's the fence that Eov put around his words? Because earlier we gave a list of all different things. The Torah has a fence around its words, Moshe made a fence around his words, and one of them was that Job made a fence around his words. So Harihu Omer, it says, Ish tam v'yashar v'yir elikim v'sar meira. It says that Job was a complete or whole man, and he was upright, and he feared God, and he turned away from evil. Malam echaharchik Eov es atzmo midavar ha-mevila avera, umin ha-kior, umin ha-domele kior. So we see that Job turned away from things that would bring him to sin, and from things that were unseemly, and from things that were like they were unseemly. Now let's take a quick look in the Binyan Yehoshua. Min ha-kior, min ha-domele kior, from things that are unseemly or like unseemly. Hisor me ra miyusar, because the phrase that he turned away from evil is superfluous. Because we already said that he feared God. So that doesn't really seem to add anything. So this is what it's coming to teach us. Back in the Brisa. Im Kane, if so. Matamad Lamar Ish Tam V'Yashar. So what does the Pasuk add by telling us that he was a whole and upright individual, since God-fearing already covers it? Elamelamed Sheyatsa Eov Mohul. This teaches us that Eov was born already circumcised. Now, how do we see that from there? Again, we'll take a look in the Binyan Yehoshua, Shiyatsa Mahul. Metevas Tam Daik. It's a play on the word Tam, which means whole. Kedeisa bin Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph, Velamed Beis, as we see in the Gemara in Nedarim on pages 31 and 32. Gedola Mila, Shekol Mitzvos, Sha'asa E'efsher Lo Nikra Shalem Ad Shema'al. So the greatness of Mila is that no matter how many mitzvahs somebody does, he can't be called complete, he can't be considered whole, unless he's circumcised. Shene'emar, as we see from the Pasuk in Bereishis, Hishalich lefanai v'haya tamim, walk before me and be complete. So someone who's circumcised is complete. So if Eov was an ish tam, he was a whole man, then this is telling us that he was born circumcised. So now the Brisa continues with other people who, it's also hinted, were born circumcised. So the first is Adam. Af Adam Arishon Yatsa Mahul. Adam was also born circumcised, or he wasn't born, but he was created circumcised. Shine Emar, as the Pasuk tells us. Vayivra Elohim es ha-Adam b'tzalmo. God created Adam in his form. So let's look in the Binyan Yehoshua. Sha'adam nivra b'tzelem shelo, that Adam was created in the form of God. Shelo ha-yatzarech shum tikun klal. He didn't need any correcting at all. So a person who is not circumcised is not yet the way God wants him to be. He's not yet in the form that God wants a man to be. So Adam, if he was created in God's form, must have been already circumcised. Back in the Brisa, Av Sheis Yatsa Mo'ol, Sheis, Seth, was also born circumcised, Shin Emar, V'yolid B'dmuso K'tzalmo, that Sheis was born in his father's image and shape. So if Adam was born circumcised, or made circumcised, and Sheis was born in his form, then he was also circumcised. Af Noach Yatsa Mo'ol, Noah was also born circumcised, Shin Emar, as it says, Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya B'darasav, he was a whole person, a complete person in his generations. Again, there's that word tam, which refers to circumcision. Af Shem Yatsa Mahul, and Noach's son Shem was also born circumcised, Shinemar, and the Pasuk there tells us, Umalchit Tzedek Melech Shalem. So Shem was also known as Malchit Tzedek, and he was king of Shalem, or this could also be read, Melech Shalem, the complete or the whole king. Af Yaakov Yatsa Mahul, Yaakov was also born circumcised, Shinemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, that Jacob was a normally translated simple person, but here it means a complete person who dwelled in tents. Af Yosef Yatsa Mahul, and his son Yosef, Joseph, was also born circumcised, Shinemar, as the Pasuk tells us. Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef, these are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef. Vahalo Ein Roy Lomar, Ela Elo told us Yaakov Ruvain. If you're going to give us a genealogy of Yaakov, it should start with Ruvain, who was the firstborn. Umat Talmud Lomar Yosef. So why does the Torah tell us Yosef? Just like Yaakov was born circumcised, it's telling us that Joseph was born circumcised. Af Moshe Yatza Mahul, and Moses was born circumcised. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, Vater Oso Kitovhu, they saw that he was good. Vechima Ra'asa Imabo Shenau Meshubach Mika Adam. So what did his mother see in him that was so exceptional more than any other baby who's born? Elisha Yatza Mahul, she saw that he was born circumcised. Af Bilam HaRasha Yatza Ma'ul. And Bilam, the idolatrous prophet or wizard, he was also born circumcised. Shenemar, as the Torah tells us, Ne'um Shomea Imrekel, says the one who hears the statements of God. Now, the others are pretty self-evident how this teaches us that they were born circumcised. Aside from the fact that it's surprising to hear this about Bilam, how does this pasuk support that idea? So we'll look in the Binyan Yoshua, and it says, Umistama hayabo maila yisera mishar goya haaretz shelo dibra hashchina imahem. So there had to be something about Bilam that was special, that was different, more than the other people who were just regular inhabitants of the land. What was it that made him eligible to speak to God that the others were lacking? So we're assuming it must have been that he was born circumcised. Back in the Brisa. Af Shmuel, Samuel, Yatzimahu, he was also born circumcised. Shenemar, as the Navi tells us, V'hanar Shmuel, Holech V'gadol V'tov. So the boy Shmuel, he went on his way and he grew and he was good. So it's that goodness, as we saw with Moshe. Ach David, Yatzimahu, David, King David, was also born circumcised. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Michtam L'David. So Michtam is kind of like a Mizmor L'David or Tehillah L'David. It's one of the introductory phrases to one of his psalms. So how do we see from Michtam L'David he was born circumcised? Again, the Binyan Yoshua spells it out for us. Shahaya Makaso Tama. Shenolad Kishahu Mahul. So it's a play on the words Michtam. It's like the first half is Maka, a wound, and the second half is Tam. So he was born with his wound already healed, i.e. he was born circumcised. Af Yirmiya Yatza Mahul. Jeremiah was born circumcised. Shenemar, as the Navi tells us. Baterem Etzarech Baten Yadaticha Ubaterem Teitze Merechem Hikdashticha. So before you were born, I already knew you, and before you came out of the womb, I had already sanctified you. So how did he sanctify him in the womb? Because he was going to be born already circumcised. Av Zerubbabel Yatzeh Mahul, and Zerubbabel was also born circumcised. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us in Chagai, Beyom Hahu, Ne'um Hashem Tzvakos, Ekacha Zerubbabel Ben Shatiel, Avdi Ne'um Hashem. So he says, on that day, says God of hosts, I will take Zerubbabel, my servant, says God. Now again, it's not so evident from here how that refers to circumcision, so we look in the Binyan Yehoshua, who clarifies for us. V'kasiv basrei, the rest of the pasuk, or the next pasuk, tells us, V'samticha kechosem, that I will set him like a signet in a ring. V'darish chosem lashon tam, and chosem also has that tam in it, that completeness. So again, it's the play on words from chosem to him being whole or complete. So getting back to Eov, talking more about Eov's Job's fences. Harihu Omer, what did Eov say? Bris karasi le'enai, uma esbonin al besula. I made a covenant with my eyes, why should I look at young girls? Malamed shehechmir Eov al atzmo, velonis takel afilu bebesula. So we see that Job was strict on himself, and he wouldn't even look at single girls. V'halo devarim kal v'chomer, and we can derive a kal v'chomer from this, an argument from a lesser case to a stronger case. Uma im besula, zu she'im yirtze yisena la'atzmo. Just like if a single girl, if he wanted, he could marry, he could take as a wife for himself. Hechmir Eov al atzmo, v'lo nistakel ba. Then Job was strict on himself, and he wouldn't leer at her. Eishes ish alachas kama v'kama. How much more so he wouldn't stare at another man's wife. Umipnei ma hechmir Eov al atzmo v'lo nistake afilu bebesula. But the question remains, since he can marry a single girl, might want to see what's out there, why was he so stringent not to look even at single women? Mipnei sha'amar Eov shama estaka ani hayom ulamacha yiva ish acher v'yisena. So maybe I'll look at this girl today, but tomorrow some other man will marry her. And then you'll see that I ended up, I stared at some man's wife. So she wasn't his wife at the time, but now I've got her image in my head, and I don't want to fantasize about somebody else's wife. That's just not right. So this was the fences that Eov put around his words. Now we are in Halacha Vav, the sixth halacha, and it's talking about the fences that the Nevi'im made around their words. So when they said things that were written in their books, there's some fence built around them. So let's take a look. What's the fence that the prophets put around their words? Harihu Omer, so it gives us a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hashem kegibor yatsa, God goes out like a mighty person. Kiish mochamos yarikina, he stirs up jealousy like a man of war. Yiria af yitzriach, and he shouts and he screams, he makes a lot of scary sounds. Lo kegibor echad, elo kekol hagiborim shebaolam. But you can't really say that God is like one mighty man. He's like all the mighty people in the world. Kiyotsebo, a similar case to this. Ariesha Ug Mi Lo Yira Hashem Lo Kim Diber Mi Lo Yinba. That the book of Amos tells us that if a lion roars, who can help but be afraid? And if God speaks to a person, how can he but help but prophesize? Lo ka Ariya Echad Bilvad, Elikikol Arios Shiba Olam. Don't compare God to a single lion. He's like all the lions in the world put together. Kiyotsebo, in another case, another example from Yechezkel. V'hinei kavod elokei Yisrael bo miderech hikdim v'kolo kikol mayim rabim v'aretz hi'ira michvodo. So God, the God of Israel, comes from the direction of the east, and his voice is like the voice, the sound of mighty waters, and the earth, it glows from his honor. Kikol mayim rabim ze gavriel hamalach. So the reference to the voice of mighty waters, that's the sound of the angel Gabriel. Ba'aretz ha'ira mikvodo, and the earth shining from his glory. Elu pnei hashchina, that is the metaphorical face of God's presence. Ba'hal devarim kal v'chomer, and this is another kal v'chomer, another argument you can make from a lesser case to a stronger case. Ma gavriel, shehu echad me'elef alfei alafim v'riri ros she'omdim lefanov. If Gabriel, who was one of many thousands upon millions of myriad angels, kol haholech misofa olam v'yad sofo, his voice goes from one end of the world to the other, and he's just one of an infinite number of angels. Melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu shebara es kol haolam kulo bara ha'oyonim ubara es ha'taktonim al achas kama v'kama. Then how much more so must the voice of God, who created the entire world from top to bottom, how much stronger must his voice be? So again, by telling us the might of just one of the angels, you can understand how much more so, or you can try to understand how much more so God must be. Now, of course, the question is, why is it understating all of these cases, comparing God to one mighty person, to one lion, or the one angel's voice? So what's all this about? Elamarines ha'ayin mashi yechola liros. The eye is shown only that which it can see. Umashmien es ha'ozen mashi yechola lishmoa. And the ear is only made to listen to that which it can understand. So the metaphors that would be more accurate would be too much for us to understand. So we can understand what it is to be afraid of a lion. We can't visualize all the lions in the world. So to try and put God's power into terms that we can understand would actually make it not understandable. So we have to use human terminology for things we can relate to, and that's the fence that the Nevi'im put around their words. Okay, that's Halachas Hey and Vav. Join us next time, and we will complete this parak with Halachas Zayin through Tess.